mind of his own. And he contemplates whether he'll obey or not, but mostly he obeys, and he stays in a circumference around when we're taking the walk. So Ram is darting back and forth like a puppy will, following his senses. And Krishna, he sort of goes around, he'll look back at me, looking, actually ask permission, sort of like, can I follow around, you know, chasing the squirrel, or should I stay close? And, you know, mostly he obeys. There's one instance on a regular basis he doesn't. And I'll get to that. And then there's Earnhardt. He was a rescue. He came with his name. He's 15. And he is deaf. He's debilitated. But he's very, very devoted. And he stays right by my side when I'm chanting in the morning. And I'll be walking along, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. And I'll look down, and he'll look up, and stay right by my side. And the reason why it takes 2 hours to walk 4 miles is because he walks about 2 miles an hour. And he's very slow, but very weak time down. In fact, he falls over, I can't get up, I have to lift him up. So this particular story, which is a true story, happened very recently during one of our biggest storms. And we live on a lake, so storms are amplified a bit. And there's wind and cold and the snow blowing. And this is the beginning of the storm in the morning. And we thought we'd get in under the storm because it was going to land in our area way up the Surbridge in about 2 hours. So I thought we'd get the walk done and we'd make it back. So we were going right along, and the wind was blowing, and the snow was, you know, coming down, but, you know, the storm I could see was darkness of it was on the horizon. We were going along, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Ram was darting back and forth, Krishna was, you know, Earnhardt was right there. And so we completed the first part of the walk with no problem. The storm was coming in. Now as we turned, we came at the end to a place called Land's End, which is a peninsula of about 100 yards, and the lake starts again on the other side, or at least the walk around the lake. You can't get across it during the winter months because the snow drifts over, and it's about 3 feet deep. But on the other side of that snow, no man's land, I call it, because sometimes it floods and you can't get across it. This time it looks like 3 foot of drifting snow and more coming in. On the other side is a beautiful, gorgeous palace-like summer home where there was a girl dog named Pepsi. And Krishna, he's no brahmachari. And he remembers his past with Pepsi, earlier sins. And he sat there and he looked, and I said, Krishna, he's a big, big speaking in the census, Pepsi's not there. Mom, it's over. Let's go. And we're not crossing 100 yards of real deep snow. Earnhardt would never make it. The storm is coming in. So we turned and we started back. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when I was chanting, I was also chanting and thinking, and you can do this. About some particular question you have, something that you want Krishna to help you get through something. And this story, I hope, expounds on this a little bit. So we turned and we started walking, and said, Krishna, come. And Earnhardt was by my side, and Ram was up front, darting back and forth. And we started walking, we got about a quarter mile out. And I looked back, and Krishna had faded back a little bit. I said, Krishna, come. Turned back, started chanting. And about a mile into the walk, I had a strange feeling. The wind was coming down, and the snow was coming down, the wind was blowing, and it was getting colder. We were actually leaning now. Our eyes were half closed. We were just trying to get back to our van to bring us around the outside of the lake, back home. Back home, safely. This is a small lake road, dirt road, and all the summer homes, gorgeous homes, are all snowed in. It's just a small, you know, cloud area that we can walk. Earnhardt has to stay by my side. If he were to fall into a snowbank or something, I would have to lift him out. I looked back, and Krishna was gone. And I knew exactly where he went. Because he thought Pepsi was still there. He thought his affair was still there. And so, with a mind of his own, he had waited for my moments in attention, and he went back. And I sat there and I said, oh my God, the storm's coming in. I can't go back a mile with Earnhardt. He can barely make this walk as it is. I need to exercise. And so I kneel down and say, Earnhardt will be right back. He just stands there looking at me. And I say, Ron, let's go. And we ran all the way back. We got to no man's land. It's 100 yards, a 3-foot drift in the snow. And sure enough, there are the tracks leading back. So we trudged through the snow, and Krishna was up on the porch looking in. There was no Pepsi. It was over. She was gone for the winter. And we dragged him and said, you fool, let's go. And I had run a mile back from the path. I said to Ernie, stay, even though he can't hear me. And I knew he couldn't get lost because it's only one path leading back to the main road. So he'd either follow going very slowly or he'd go onward. So anyways, I dragged him all the way back and pushed him all the way back, and we got there and Earnhardt wasn't there. And for the life of me, I looked down and I looked at the tracks and you couldn't see anything. It was all fading away because the wind was blowing. And I knew I didn't pass him on the way in, and all the driveways were all plowed in, so he couldn't left over a drift. He can't leap over, he can't even climb stairs. I have to carry him up the stairs. So I panicked a little bit. I go, well, he must have walked onward. He must have walked onward. So I didn't pass him on the way back. So we ran all the way to the van. I didn't want to walk past the van because there was a main road and the sun was blowing. And I was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And I got to the van and there was no sign of him anywhere. And I got down on my knees and I tried to look at how fresh the tracks were. He has a particular track, which is paw, paw, drag, drag, because it can't lift up his back legs, and there was no sign. And I looked onward in fresh snow, and there was absolutely no sign that he'd gone onto the main road. I ran down to the main road, nothing. We were getting exhausted. I was getting exhausted. We ran all the way back to the van, nothing. I ran all the way back to where I left him, nothing. Looked up over everywhere, there, he was nowhere to be found. For an old dog who can't move more than 2 miles an hour, It was beyond me where he could have gone. And there was no one about. This is a summer lake. So long story short, we traversed several times looking. And I was exhausted. I put my beads in my pocket. I was just wondering, what's going on here, Krishna? What are you trying to find? What's going on here? You know, how could he just disappear into thin air? So I went back to the van, I got to drive back to the house, I got to make up sheets, I got to tell people that are out on the neighborhood, I've got to stay out on the main road, because if he comes out on the main road, he's dead. Okay, hey, for sure. He's dead, we'll walk down the middle of the road or follow him. So I got in the van, I didn't know what to do, and then I had the only thing I could do, which was to chant. And so I chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama. And I kept chanting. And the wind was blowing, the snow was coming down, the storm was over us. And all of a sudden, in my head, the voice, still small voice, said, go back to no man's land, go back to Land's End. I said, how could I go over there? I mean, there's no way. I didn't pass him. Coming back, there's no way. So I kept chanting, and the voice came again. So we ran 2 miles back to no man's land through the storm, and we got there, and there was no sign, and there was no tracks, and he couldn't have made it up the embankment. And I was like, oh my God, this dog who I rescued, who spent 3 years with us, I'm going to be responsible. This dog's going to be dead somewhere. There's no doubt about it. On the main road, he was going to be finished. Either that, he would have collapsed in the cold and was going to get four below where we were. And I was beside myself. But I kept chanting because I thought, Krishna, you know, Krishna, help. Whatever your will is, please help. And then voice said, go out into no man's land. Go out into the snow. And I was like, hey, there's nothing. There's no tracks. He's not there. I see. I can at least see 10 yards. He wouldn't get 3 feet in 3 feet of snow. He can't even walk. He can't go upstairs. So I walked out there, and I looked around and nothing. And I turned to my right, and there was this little mound. And out of it, I saw a little bit of black. And then I saw two eyes. And it was Zernhardt. And my heart just fell. I couldn't believe it. But what he had done is he had followed us. And he had gone up, he had cut off to the right and gone up a packed snowbank where he could actually get some footing, and then promptly fell into 3 feet of snow and got stuck. And because we had been running back and forth like an hour and a half, the snow started. I didn't see him. There was just no way to see him. He was on the other side of the snowbank in the snow. And he doesn't bark because he's deaf. He doesn't know any better. So we pulled him out and we made it home. And 2 miles back home, we got in the van and we got home. And it's just me and my dogs at my house. We sat and made him a big meal and offered it. I offered their food to Garuda. And we were sitting in front of the fireplace, and I was like, you know, Krishna, what was that all about? That was wild. And you know, I would have never thought to look for him back where I passed, and I knew he couldn't go. And this is wonderful, but what was that all about? And of course, as I told you, Krishna, this was all the fault of Krishna, the mind, and contemplating, going back to his old ways, going back to an old romance he had had. Sort of like our romance with the world, we can think or contemplate, especially those of us who came to Krishna consciousness late. Sometimes we have to shake the world off a little bit, shake the illusion off. And so, I remembered as we were laying down for a long winter's nap before the fireplace that my revels, our revels, now are ended. And these are actors, as I foretold, we're all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, and all which it shall inherit, will dissolve. And like an insubstantial pageant faded, if not a wrapping time, we are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our lives are rounded to the sea. Jeev Jago, Gaur Chandra Bole, wake up, sleeping soul. The Lord of Navadvipa and the Lord of your heart is calling. Chant Hare Krishna and go. Hare Bol. Any dog questions?
How do you offer the food to Garuda?
What's that? I do it with the most sincere heart I can.
So
that's
it's
all.
Like
I don't
know.
What's that?
It's got me in it.
I try to give him mostly vegetarian and, you know, whey protein, stuff like that, but I have to give their dogs, their men, even Prabhupada said, that's their duty.
Yeah.
You know?
Really? I'm
but they get lots of prasad, lots of maha prasad.
I'm trying to make my dog vegan, actually.
Yeah.
He's almost vegan.
Just tell him.
I give him what I eat, and I'm vegan. Okay.
Yeah. Just give him lots of love and chant when you take him for a walk.
Yeah.
They got good ears, they can hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Lord Gauranga, Lord of Chandra.